Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sharon Winterbor up Audubon Way, and we're going to be talking about the Audubon Country Players. Good morning to you, Sharon.
Good morning.
Sharon, you've been with the Players a long time.
Yes, since the 1980s.
Where did those years go, right?
Yes.
Yes, but I know you've been having fun doing it, or you wouldn't keep on doing it.
That's correct.
So you have a performance coming up that we want people to know about. So let's talk about when and where and price, all that stuff we need to know.
We are performing Leaving Iowa, which is a comedy about family vacations in Iowa. And it's about driving vacations on the road and all the different incidences that happen in the places that you go that you may not love, and et cetera. And we have a cast of 26
wow
characters.
Whoa, that's more than a lot of your performances,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it's a huge cast, and they are all just doing fabulous. There are four characters who carry the play on their shoulders: mom, dad, brother, and sister. And they are the ones that are taking this vacation in Iowa, and we will be performing on March 9th with doors opening at 6 o'clock, and then on March 10th with doors opening at 11:30. This is a matinee.
Yeah, that's a Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And it is a dinner theater, whether that's in the evening or 11:30, it's a dinner theater.
It is. Correct.
So I want to come back and talk a little more about the play in a little bit. But when you talk about dinner theater, that means we're going to have food. What are we going to have?
That's correct. We're having oven-baked chicken. We're having a driving kind of picnic type meal. Oven-baked chicken, potato salad, corn, dessert. Coleslaw is the other part of it. So like, you know, you take on a...
Yeah. Well, that sounds fun.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. And all of that's going to cost each person how much?
It'll be $20 per ticket, which includes the dinner and the show.
Mm-hmm. Where can people get tickets?
Tickets are available by reservation only by calling Joanne Nielsen at 712-563-2721.
Okay, and we'll repeat that. Otherwise, you could look her up in the Audubon phone book,
correct,
too, I'm sure.
And that's Tom.
Okay, Tom Nielsen. Okay.
Yes.
Now, it's not available like at the banks or any place like that. Strictly
only
from...
by reservation only.
Okay.
And it's a reservation for a table, and you can have any chair at that table.
Okay. So, how many are there tables like for four and tables for eight?
We have tables for four, five, six, seven, eight, and ten.
So you could just kind of put together your own table.
That's correct.
Yeah, that would
be fun.
Plan your friends. And
we have had many people that'll bring in a party of eight or ten, and, you know, sometimes they'll sit side by side at tables, and some we have tables that will seat 10 people.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes
okay
they choose to do that. So.
Okay. Invite your friends from out of town or your parents
and
entertain them.
Well, and we do have our cast of characters are from different parts of the community. We have people are from, well, even out of the county, I guess. We have rural people in it. We have town people in it. We have people in it from Manning this year. So, and our lead gentleman, one of our lead gentlemen, is from Manning, and he is doing a stupendous job, as are all four of our lead characters.
Now, I know we don't want to leave lots of people out, but we're going to have to do that. But give us the names of the four main characters.
John P. is Dad, and Kathy Wallander is Mom. Beth Nielsen, a senior in high school, is sister, and Tony Fastert is brother.
Okay. Now, where are some of the places they go? I'm thinking, you know, you think about these driving vacations, and I'm sure some of the stories are like it's happened
yes
to you. But where do they stay in Iowa?
The towns mentioned in Iowa are Winterset, Prairie City, Pella, Mount Union.
Okay, so these are real towns in Iowa
that are
mentioned. Yes.
And this particular vacation that they are talking about is to Hannibal, Missouri.
Okay.
So they're going to go to Hannibal, Missouri for this particular vacation that they're going on. But it talks about past vacations, too. So it's kind of reminiscent of multiple vacations that they took and what happens on these various vacations that either try your patience or, excuse me.
I'm thinking, Sharon, that this will remind people of some of their vacations and some of the things that happened to them.
Oh, yes, very much so, because there was, for myself personally, there was once or twice that was like, oh, God, I can remember my dad doing that or mom saying that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And do they ever say, are we there yet?
Oh, no, they always,
really?
Kids always want to do something else.
Oh,
so
okay.
Always, can we?
I see. Okay. Well, that's good. So it sounds like a lot of fun. And hey, it's sort of wintry. This is a good thing to kind of up our mood and think about spring and summer.
That's correct. That's correct. Vacation time is just around the corner.
Yeah.
So
sounds like fun.
Hopefully weather will cooperate and we have not, in all the years we've done a production, we have not ever had to cancel a performance because of weather.
Okay, well, let's hope you just keep your record clean there.
Yes, I hope so, too.
Yes. So, Sharon, what part do you play? I mean, obviously you're talking about it, but have you done different things with the Country Players?
I have. I have actually done every position available on our to get a production off, whether it's backstage, on stage, in front of the stage. This year, we have a new director who has never directed before. This is his first time. And so I am acting as the advisor to him to, you know, keep him on track and remind him of all the things that a director is required to do in order to get the production off the ground.
And who is that?
Alan Scarf is our director, and he's relatively new to Country Players,
yes.
But is...
he grew up
an awesome job.
And he grew up in the area, but then he came back to Audubon. Is that
yes,
correct?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, so I know he's been involved with several things. So,
yes.
Well, you know, it's good to get somebody new involved because then you can keep on going.
Yes, we have about, there's four or five brand new actors that have never performed for Country Players before, and if they have done theater, I mean, a couple of them I know have never even done theater before.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes, yes, and that, you know, keeps our, well, let's say our production's going because then the bug bites them and they come back to do another performance.
Yes, that's, and it is a kind of a unique opportunity. Not every community has this opportunity to be involved with theater.
Well, it's been, as far as we've been able to find out, we are one of the longest-running community theaters in the state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Many other communities have, you know, done community theater, but not on a yearly basis mm-hmm. like we do.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you involved with something at the county fair sometimes, too?
Yes, I have been. I am not this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of years, I've been doing Rag Bri, so instead of, not as a writer, I'm just a support person, but that kind of has stopped me from helping at the county fair.
Okay.
So.
But you've done some things with youth, and you've done a variety of things at the county fair in terms of the Country Players.
Yes, yes. We always have a children's summer theater, and they perform every year at the county fair, and I have directed that in the past and have liaisoned like we have sometimes we have high school directors
mm-hmm.
and then I liaison have it liaison between them mm-hmm. and the board, the Country Players board.
Yeah. We're visiting with Sharon Winterbore of Audubon about the Audubon Country Players, and Sharon, again, that having that opportunity for youth is another great opportunity I think that not every community offers, so that's just keep up the good work, Sharon.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and all those other folks involved. Let's remind people about your dinner theater, when it is, where it is, what the cost.
Okay. Our upcoming dinner theater will be Saturday, March 9th, with doors opening at 6 o'clock, and Sunday, March 10th, doors opening at 11:30. The play is Leaving Iowa, and it will be held at the Agra Hall, at the county fairgrounds here in Audubon. And tickets may be obtained by calling 712-563-2721.
And that's the Tom Nielsen residence.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
So get your tickets. You know, March 9 and 10 are not that far away. So get your tickets. Be sure you get your space and invite your friends and have a whole table full. So we want to thank you very much, Sharon Winterbore, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Don't let one bad day stop you from reaching your goal.
All right. Thank you.